1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting.
Did you see there's a moose in Wisconsin, too?
Well, we have moose in Wisconsin. If you go to the...
Did you see the water walking moose or water running moose?
I haven't seen that yet, no. Yeah. But I'm seeing people are posting trail cam pictures of a moose in Iron County. And one that just walked through downtown Mercer.
Really?
Like a month ago.
When I went, 2 years ago? A couple years ago. We're in the northwest part of the state in April, and it was like the middle of winter. It was like they had 4 feet of snow on the ground yet. It was like, I can't believe this is still Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It really was like night and day compared to where we are down here in the southeastern corner. Drove all the way up there. There's tons of moose crossing signs up there.
Where is that?
Northwest. North of like Eau Claire and all that. We had to pick up a dog. We were going to, can't remember the name of the town. It looked something like Mayberry, like Newberry or something like that.
Huh. Iron County is one of the top four counties in Wisconsin. And by that, I don't mean quality of life. I just mean
north.
It's literally in the top row of counties.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, there's like a row of four, and then it drops down a little.
But I didn't even think there was any moose in the UP even.
But that's good, right? We want moose. We want all the wildlife coming back. We want wolves running around and moose and coyotes and
in order to have
elk. We want this, right?
In order to have moose, you got to have beavers. They go hand
in hand. Well, I learned that on, where did I learn that? On wonderful television, that beavers are what they call a keystone species.
Mm-hmm.
And
why
is
that?
Some beavers and they dam up a river, creates a wetland, a marshy area, other things come in there.
Yeah.
I don't know how they get word that, you know, a beaver has dammed something up 500 miles away. Is there some kind of telegram or newswire for all the aquatic mammals and, you know, otters and moose to, hey, let's move over there.
But
it's
big
a nuisance. They tromp across the desert. Finally, there it is, wetland.
As big a nuisance as the beaver is, you know, and you've had your go-arounds with them, haven't you, Rock?
No, I haven't had any go-arounds. I know you have.
Up north.
Yeah. Well, I hear the wolves are kind of taking out the beaver, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
They think maybe that's happening. Yeah.
All right. Now, we got to manage.
They hear horrible beaver squeals in the middle of the night.
I'm not sure. Maybe there's a decrease in beaver population.
How would
they
be getting the beaver? Because the beaver, for the most part, is right down by the water. I mean, they would have to. Well, I suppose they could get them when they come up to chew down a tree or something like that, I suppose.
I've seen wolves and wolf packs chasing down buffalo and caribou and, you know, big animals. It just seems beneath a wolf to go after a beaver.
It's like picking a fight with the little guy.
Really nothing very majestic about that. It's just... Some wolf comes sneaking up on a beaver and roar, and that's it.
Just look for an easy meal.
Yeah. I just heard the other night. I just heard this. It's funny you say that. Wolves will eat rabbits a lot of the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, they'll go through, like, if they're in your yard, they'll go through, like, your flower beds looking for rabbits.
Really?
You know,
wolves go through flower beds.
I just heard this.
Looking for rabbits, really.
Yeah. Just, you know, as they're passing through. I don't think they're on the hunt, but if they know that they're in there.
They're always looking.
Yeah. Like you said, not very exciting on TV watching 16 wolves chase down a rabbit.
Right. That seems just.
That's called a dog race.
Not very sporting.
But that's nature. That's the way it goes. It's not always an elk or, like you said, buffalo or giraffe or whatever.
Anyone know where Voyageurs National Park is?
Yeah, that's what I went there 2 years ago.
Oh, where is it?
It's up on the top of Minnesota, right on the border of Canada.
Okay.
Were you passing through, or was it a destination?
No, I rented a houseboat, and we went on.
Oh, that's where you started from?
Yeah, we went on Rainy Lake up there in Voyageurs National Park.
You are the bravest guy I know. You took a whole house and piloted it down a river.
Apparently, it's a haven for beavers and wolves.
Wolves?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Park boasting some of the highest beaver and wolf densities in North America.
Really?
Yeah. And a lot of beavers get eaten up there.
But not all of them, obviously.
No. But they're a large part of the local wolf diet during the summer. 42% of wolf diets during this time are
beaver.
Is beaver.
See?
Isn't that something?
Boy,
yeah. Just eating all that beaver.
I wonder if they eat the tail. That'd be pretty tough.
Laying all over the place, just goo.
Right.
Well, that's what the other animals are for, to come along and get that.
The smaller rodents.
The leftovers.
Your bone eaters.
Yeah.
A tail would be like,
like a shoe.
It'd be, rawhide stuff you buy your dog.
Yeah, they might really like that.
Just sit there and chew on that for days.
But it's good for their teeth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The University of Minnesota calls it an important but poorly understood predator-prey relationship.
That seems like a horrible relationship.
Well, for the beaver.
Poorly the beaver, understood.
Right.
Well, but, you know.
Has a beaver ever eaten a wolf? Because if that happens from time to time, then I'd say, well, it works both ways.
Yeah. Maybe they're keeping the beaver population from just going totally out of control.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea, right?
Balance.
When the French got here, we had nothing but beaver. Yeah, they were
killing them left and right.
Slaughtering
them. Hats out
right,
of them.
Yeah. So the French have been replaced by the wolf. Because the wolf wasn't doing his job a few hundred years ago.
Apparently they, before they did any of this research, no one had ever documented any
wolf-beaver interaction?
Any wolves hunting beavers, anyway.
Really?
They just didn't know how it was done. Did they chase them down in packs? Because that's what wolves do.
You would have to catch them when they come up to chew down some brush, right?
Yeah. They don't go in the den after them, I'm sure.
Right. They're not going to swim out there.
No.
They're not sea wolves.
I bet you the beaver is really a fatty animal.
Yeah.
You know? That's a good score for a wolf.
Really? You think there's a lot of fat on it when all they eat is wood?
But they're in the water. They need, they're in the cold water.
The buoyancy, the insulation.
They're like a, they're like a duck. They got a lot
good
of fatty on them. You know?
Yeah. Boy, so it's just, how do you get all that fat out of eating wood fibers?
Well, they got a slow metabolism. They're working on it. You know.
Right. They got thyroid issue.
It's, you know, it's running my family. We've always been a little on the chunky side. The beavers will tell you.
Cats are the kind of creatures that,
doctors say, that swallowed too much aggression.
Too many cheeseburgers. Cats are the animals that sit still and then, you know, wait for their prey to come by and they lunge at
it.
Wolves are kind of like pack animals that surround and chase.
Uh-huh.
But apparently, the wolves have changed their behavior.
To hunt the beaver.
Okay. They bed down for a while, wait for the beavers to come up and start chewing trees, and then whammo.
Yeah. Sure. There you go. We'll just wait here, boys. They'll be here shortly. But how many wolves can hunt a beaver? Because that's not going to be a meal for all of them. Somebody's going home hungry. I waited here all day.
Mm-hmm.
I sat here just as quiet as you guys. I didn't get nothing to eat.
Maybe that's just the prize.
I think they do it in gangs. I think they do it like basically
alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is really a change for your wolf. It's a pack animal.
Wow. I wonder if we submitted a request for money from the government to fund a study that we want to do, and we just went and sat and watched, you know, waited for a wolf to come and lay down.
If we sat and watched wolves sitting and watching beavers.
Yeah. I'm sure the government would pay for that.
You think so?
Yeah. They, you know.
Just get out of this
They pay for all kinds of crap like that.
Jokes into a can business and goes in the woods.
We'll set up cameras.
It just can't be as bad as this, can it?
We'll set up cameras and sit in the tavern.
which is much less degrading.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently, yeah.
I like that idea. And we'll get the government to pay for it.
Exactly.
We'll expense out all our alcohol. Business related.
The wolf has changed its behavior to eat beavers.
Well, it's a smart animal.
It's kind of amazing, really.
The coyote is very adaptable. We know that.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Another reason to admire the wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they get, you know, the label clever in your fairy stories, your tall tales.
So is the fox.
Clever wolf.
Fox.
Clever
fox. It's actually a verb. It's foxy. Oh, yeah. Very foxy. Yeah, meaning smart.
Or hot.
Yeah, that's not what I meant.
That was co-opted.
Foxy. Wait a minute. What kind of foxy is she?
True enough.
You mean she's smart, right? You mean she's really good looking, fox, right? Oh, she's smart?
No, wrong kind of foxy.
Oh, no, I don't want to meet your cousin.
What if foxy meant she loses all her hair in the summer?
Yeah.
Gets
the mange.
Ash pit. All right. Covered the moose, the rooster.
How much does your average beaver, healthy? Well, I'm guessing the male is bigger than the female because they usually are. What are we talking about meal-wise? Is that 30, 40 pounds of beaver? Because I watched them pulling him in the boat in Life Below Zero, and the dad.
They're dead.
40 to 70 pounds.
They shot him, and the guy said, oh, my gosh, this one is going to be hard to get in. It's so big. And he went to pick it up, and the boat was like, he's going to tip the boat over trying to pull that one in. It was especially big.
70 pounds of beaver would be, that's a pretty big animal.
They're not after the meat, though. I don't know what they did with the meat. They wanted the fur. Yeah, to make hats. And it wasn't hats and things for them. They were going to make them and sell them because they had plenty. They had what they needed.
Is there a limit on how many they could take?
Boy, it sure didn't seem like it that night that I was watching. They had a boat full.
Pile of beaver.
It was.
Coloring me. Yeah.
It was a boat full of them. And they knew where to look for them, too. They were like the wolf. They sat in their boat and they waited. They'll be back.
They just playing them in the head?
Yeah, they shoot them.
And then they float?
Yep, exactly. But here's the thing. You got to get a clean kill because they will head right when they're wounded for the brush in the river, you know, where you can't get in there to get them. So.
And then why do they swim underneath and find refuge and die under there?
Yeah.
And that's that.
Yep. Or you can see it, but you can't get to it. So. I've learned that from Life Below Zero. That wasn't the same guy.
Without a wetsuit.
Without
work.
Maybe. It looked pretty miserable if you were going to go in there after, because they're going, get a clean kill here. That wasn't the same guy who cut down the tree when it was 54 below zero and then had to carry it home piece by piece. Oh, that was miserable to watch.
Yeah. Probably worse to do.
Yeah.
But he wants to do it.
He did not complain. He was not complaining.
It seems like it would be something you sentence other people to do. You know. You've been caught swindling other people. Mm-hmm. Here you go. Here's your life.
He chose to do this.
We're going to drop you there, cut your own wood. You can live up here.
And he said that he was going through, I don't remember, 3 or 4 times as much wood because it was so cold up there, that particular stretch in Alaska.
And that's all he had to heat his home with was wood?
Yeah, he was really in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
How long were beavers endangered? It's like we hunted them just to almost nothing for...
Right.
Hats and things back in, I don't know how long ago.
What were we in bigger danger of losing, the bald eagle or the beaver?
I don't know.
It'd probably be worse if we ran out of beaver than bald eagles, though.
But
hell yes.
But when did we hunt them nearly to extinction and they stayed that way for a long time, right? Why did they stay that way for so long?
We're almost out of gators at one time. They made a
right.
They made a rock
spectacular comeback.
Right. Should have seen all the gators. Right. So you just shined your light around right. that boat that was eyes everywhere. Yeah. Like, whoa.
Can you imagine back in the 70s, there was like, hey, man, there's no gators here. Yeah. Now there's nothing but gators. They sit in the middle of the interstate.
They're on the golf courses and everywhere.
People who keep track of this sort of thing have put beavers on a list of least concern. Yeah, beavers, whatever. Rats.
Really?
Yeah, we have a least concern.
I didn't even know we had a list like that in this country. I thought we had an endangered species list.
IUCN red list of mammals. I suppose that's the, you know, here's the mammals we're watching that we don't lose them all. It's on the list of least concerns.
Do you have the list there in front of you? I'd like to know what else is on there. Like robins.
It doesn't seem like a list that the animal lovers would put together, you know? Like, they care about all animals. And they're right. all of high concern.
International Union, it is of concern.
Yeah.
They're concerned.
It's just least concern.
The least concern.
Sure.
Maybe somebody who was able to just take all the emotion out of it said, I'll do this. I'll put the list together. I can just, I can look at numbers and not get all bent out of shape or emotional.
It's the International Union for Conservation of Nature. Yeah. Red list is a set of criteria to evaluate the extinction risk of thousands of species and subspecies. So they're on the list of least concern.
Hey, Pop, I just saw a beaver in the yard.
Yeah, it's fine.
Do whatever you want to it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Least concerned.
I have other concerns. Other greater concerns. Wow. Well, that's good to know.
That we have a healthy beaver population?
Sure.
Yeah. I watched a show once, getting back to, you said that the beaver is a keystone animal.
Yes.
I watched a show once where they rounded up a bunch of beavers, because you would watch this whole documentary on how beavers create environments by damming things and, like you said, creating wetlands and swamps and the reeds grow and all that. And there were moose tromping through there and there were other things in there, blah, blah, blah. And they grabbed a bunch of beavers. They put them out. And I don't think I'm exaggerating. They put them out in this area where they wanted that to happen. I don't know. I think it was in a different country. But they wanted these beavers to do their thing, make some wetland,
right? Do they have beavers in other countries?
I don't know. That was the thing. Because they
a North American animal?
I think you're right. It's they're not in Mexico, right? There's not a Mexican beaver, is there?
I'm not sure.
Stop. Try to grow up a little bit.
I'm not called a beaver. Maybe a different name.
Right. I'm afraid to Google Mexican,
Mexican beaver.
Yeah. I'm doing it.
That's a danger.
Don't worry. The company's put filters on these computers.
Anytime you start checking beavers.
But they let these beavers go with the intention of them creating a wetland. Now, the problem was they had this aerial shot. It looked like they let them go in the desert. Like,
you let them go in the wetland?
Well, the thing they was,
are, that's what you want them to make,
but
right?
But, I mean, there wasn't a tree or a drop of water within sight of this picture. I'm going, what do they have to work with? They got nothing.
There wasn't even a little river or a creek?
Very little.
I feel like I
very
watched one
tiny,
where there was like a...
Very, very small.
It was about a foot wide.
Yeah,
and
that's about what they were looking at.
Meandered through a grassland.
This was dry brown. And I thought, well, what are they... How do you expect them to hey, man, you got to give us something to work with here.
Oh, there's a Eurasian beaver.
Okay. Is there?
Yeah.
Is it bigger, smaller, more aggressive, less aggressive than the North American beaver?
Once widespread but hunted to near extinction for both its fur and castoreum. What is that?
Castor oil. Like some oil gland, I bet.
That goes back to them being a fatty, oily animal that's good to...
Okay. I'm guessing it was
good
for
consumption for the wolf.
lights out, lamps empty, get some more beaver oil. No, nope, they're all gone.
Doesn't look like there's beaver in Mexico.
No beaver in Mexico.
They're found throughout North America, except for the extreme northern regions of Canada, the deserts of the southwest United States, Mexico, and Florida.
All right, so they don't even go to the northernmost part of Canada because the largest beaver den is in Canada, right?
That giant one. That
there was an aerial shot, like a shot from a satellite, and it's so big.
That guy went out in the middle of
it. He didn't even know he was on it.
Yeah.
It's that big.
Mm-hmm.
So...
you suppose that has condemned areas where beavers just don't hang
out
in
abandoned?
Anymore?
Yeah.
We're not going back there.
Right.
Ruffle gave it on you.
I'll bet not because they're always adding to and repairing their dens from what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
But that one's exceptionally big. It's, like I said, the size of Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah, twice the length of the Hoover Dam.
Does that include Lake Mead?
Just the dam. The lip of the Wood Buffalo National Park in Alberta. Yeah. At least 2,790 feet long.
Is the beaver underused for a team name?
Yeah. Does anyone use it?
Beaver Dam, I think, does.
Okay. That would make sense.
That would really go, man, you guys really missed the mark being the tornadoes.
It's like the Elkhorn Elk.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a college team, the Beavers.
Oregon.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah.
Oregon State.
Oregon State.
Oregon State is the
Oregon's
Beavers.
The
Ducks. Right.
Oregon State's the Beavers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the story about the guy who reached it. What is this dated? Yeah. Rob Mark is the name of the guy.
I bet Clayfish could make a mean beaver stew.
He brought it in last time.
Was that beaver?
That was beaver meat.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, we had.
All right.
I put it up in the kitchen when we were done, and a company-wide email went out of, good Lord, what is that meat in the kitchen area? Sorry about that. That's beaver.
I thought it was delicious.
It was.
Yeah. Just shut up and eat it. They eat anything else that's put up there. Right. It's gone in seconds. Put a little beaver up there, and everyone's like, oh, can't eat that.
Yeah.
Shut
it
up.
Did kind of stink up the kitchen. I went up there, and I'm like, ooh, yeah, this would have cooled off. It got a little sideways.
Not good to eat cold.
Probably not.
In a wicker picnic basket.
I think that castor oil or whatever is in there. Kinda.
Sit out on a nice green lawn blanket. This isn't chicken. What is this?
Beaver.
Beaver? Beaver. I put an extra crunchy coating on it.
Yeah. He made it like...
I use cornflakes to make it extra crunchy.
Shake and bake and some cornflakes.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, it was, like shredded beef, kind of. That's all.
Yeah, I thought it had some barbecue sauce on it.
It
was good.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm fine.
We
ate it.
We were. Yeah. Nothing happened to us.
Look at us. We're fine. You never want to say that when you're trying to convince somebody to eat something. I ate it. Look, I'm fine.
Look at me. Come on.
Oh, here's what castoreum is. A urine-based substance excreted through the beaver's castor sacs. Sounds awful. Urine-based.
Coveted.
Urine-based.
You never see that when you have your cute little over-the-hedge cartoons. Some beaver tending to his castor sacs.
No.
You never see the raccoon family sleeping in the garbage. What do you want?
And, of course, you know, what is it used in? Well, of course, it's this urine-based beaver juice is used in medicine, perfume, and...
aphrodisiac?
Food flavoring.
Oh. Yeah. Mm.
You know, throw some more of that beaver urine in there on these Cheez-Its. Yeah. Gives them a more cheesy flavor.
You know, when you read on the label and it says
castor.
All natural, ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're getting beaver urine and whatever else in there. I'm not so sure. Cool. I'm all in favor of that. Give me some glycol. They use that in rocket fuel. I don't care.